Hi, I'm Jonathan Holmes, and you're listening to Pod Teed episode 59.
Oh, Bad Dragon. Far Cry 4
Bad Dragon.
It's going to have terrible jokes. It's going to have an ironically 80s aesthetic, you know.
Yeah.
We are so retro,
that
guys.
That isn't even properly
80s. And then the only proper weapon in the game will be a massive floppy horse cock that you beat things with.
Was Maddie. He was a showgirl with yellow feathers in his hair and a dress cut down to there. Welcome to Pod Teed.
I thought there was more. I like where
I had no idea for an intro.
Tommy, are you Maddie? You're not Maddie, are you? I am the one that has a dress cut
down.
Yeah,
but as terrible as I am at any instrument, I'm still more musically inclined than
and
you.
And while he tried to be a star, Tommy always tend the bar. There? You're happy now?
Yes.
I have to think of the lyrics. I don't remember the lyrics to Copacabana.
And Vid probably just sold cocaine somewhere. Say hello, Vid.
Hi.
Hello. Can I have some coffee?
Actually, but Vid went a bit too far and Tommy sailed across the bus. I could do this with everyone, but I need to constantly think through the lyrics to the song, and I haven't heard it in years, so I won't do that. Yeah, hello.
The welfare department. I'm sorry, sir, but you have to move to another compartment. I don't know how to rhyme department.
Tommy, I thought you were an international rap star.
No, I'm not.
But you
confuse me with someone that is completely not me.
Oh.
You confuse me with my
uncle from
Argentina.
I thought you were 50. I have thought you were 50 Cent this entire time.
Nazis and fascists, and we're always in fashion. At the
But I mean, it is.
It is. Actually, Germany has done something worse than World War II. I am the bringer of sad news.
Did they release Adam?
Germany has done something unforgivable.
Yeah.
I mean, they did the whole, you know, World War II, Adolf Hitler.
Good times.
The whole thing that, you know, it was a bit of a laugh, but the joke didn't go.
I have to note the time where Godwin's Law kicked in. 2 minutes. Well done.
setting
new records for ourselves.
But, you know, taking all that aside, you know, live and let live, forgive and forget.
They
all made
Fanta.
Square Enix have asked Germany if they wanted Theater Rhythm Dragon Quest.
Okay.
And the main responses was, we would rather have a real Dragon Quest, we want Theater Rhythm Kingdom Hearts, and more Final Fantasy. So fuck you, Germany, I want the Theater Rhythm Dragon Quest, and we're not going to get it, and it's your fault.
You know what,
I thought the response would be 9!
No, I mean, I was... It wasn't
but wait, why
did
Square
they ask?
Enix ask Germany? I mean, they're no longer allies. I don't see it.
Oh, Tommy, you did it. Tommy. Tommy, I'm going to have to arrest you.
Technically, they weren't too much of an ally. It's just that both were disliked by the same people, more or less.
I mean, both of them hated the Russians, so they weren't all that.
I think that's still the case, though. People who don't like Nazis generally don't like Square Enix. I mean, I think that's more because no one likes Square Enix anymore, but still.
I mean, I don't like Square Enix, but I'm also a bit of a Nazi. I mean, this is why Tommy works for me at my happy
You're a very complex person.
Or a double agent working for Square Enix.
You know, I could just be taking the piss.
Okay.
Tommy, could I have some of it?
No, god damn it. He always takes mine.
Tommy!
Winter's coming and I'm running low, so no.
Tommy, come on. Tommy, come on. Give me piss.
He wanted a little piss for just a kiss.
I would kiss you if you give me some piss. Oh, Tommy, what would be more upsetting for you? Kissing me, like, you know, deep kissing, or pissing in my face?
I think just being in the vicinity of you would be nightmare fuel for decades to come.
It's because...
I would imagine that basically... The closer a person gets to you, especially when it comes to looking at you, the more warped and twisted the image gets. And if one just focuses on you solely, there's just darkness.
And so tormented
souls.
I'm just an elder god, or
Satan.
I might be in the Mouth of Madness book.
Because I would imagine that. Satan would be extremely well endowed, and apparently you are. Therefore, you're Satan, Satan.
I can't fault your logic on that one.
Yeah, so no, I just will regard you with...
open hostility.
No, just a safe distance, and preferably a continent between us.
Tommy.
You know, lacking that, I guess...
There aren't that many miles between us. Tommy.
I just have to... I mean, it's weird to think that why did Satan all of a sudden get, like, fear of people?
I mean, have you seen hell? It's pretty packed.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I would also get a bit, like, self-conscious when, like, millions and millions of people start joining my hood.
They keep talking about me as well. It's like, oh, Satan, you're so bad.
No one likes Satan. And then they all come to live with him. I mean, why would they do that?
The thing is, right?
You know, you'd think that after, like, thousands and thousands of years, well, I guess that's 2,000. 2,000, my God, what am I saying? At least there would be some sort of a structure management or just, you know, it can't be that... He's taking care of this all by himself still.
Well, I have Jeff working on the weekends. Okay, I've been singing along.
We can't sing along. We have learned this every episode.
Actually, you sound pretty in sync to me. So.
That's good.
Speaking of reoccurring problems, I'm here now.
And you have a shit microphone all of a sudden.
What? I don't know. Like,
and I have a good microphone all of a sudden.
Yeah, there you go. It's
the devil.
It's kind of mysterious.
Skype takes time to give you the full audio experience.
Biggest trick that Satan ever played on the world is convincing everyone that Vid has a good microphone.
No, yeah. I made Skype. I just said, I'm going to make communication.
Okay, you know what? That is a good point.
Like, I'm gonna make Skype is proof that Satan exists. It's free, but it's also shit. You can wank for all the boys and girls, but it's going to be shit. Tommy, have a wank for me.
You could have told me that 2 hours ago.
Have a wank with me?
No.
What would you rather do? Punch Vid in the face or punch Adam?
Watch Vid and Adam punch each other.
Who would win in that fight?
I think they're taller than Adam. So
I think they would meet halfway there and just decide to punch Maddie instead.
I think we should like kickstart a punted fighter, like with digitized characters, like Mortal Kombat.
Totally.
Yeah, we should. We can all reprise our roles. We just record us with our phones and send that someone else.
The problem is, being what I am, I would only work on 4K displays.
Well, Tommy, we have to just think, your special move, right? You would start swiping at everyone and they just...
I would just start getting winded.
No, you just swipe the air and people just get cut in half for some reason.
Yeah. Like, your control scheme is basically Fruit Ninja.
Oh, yeah, because that's the only game that exists
ever. Yeah, it's the only game that exists on iOS.
I mean,
it's 2011, right?
hey guys, let's. Where I don't know what happened.
Hey, guys, about that iPad.
Boy, I'm sure happy that Skyrim's coming out in a few months.
Man, the Angry Birds was the best game ever.
Oh, wow. Boy, they have boy. Angry Birds merchandise now. I hope they keep making
more of those.
Please. Hey, guys, when will Duke Nukem Forever be released, am I right?
Troll, joke.
Jokes.
I still trust Gearbox to make quality products.
That's actually funny. Bygone times.
I'm so funny. Yeah, funny.
Yeah,
give me a dollar.
2011, where life was ever so simpler.
I mean, let's just go back to the past and think about it. I mean, the problem with going back to the past is that Michael J. Fox is always there.
Not
always. Oh, yeah, and always start to bang
you. You go back far enough.
That's the problem. No. Whenever you time travel, Michael J. Fox is there just saying, "What's up, guys?"
Wanna play some Chuck Berry?
Hey, did you ever see Spin City? This was really good.
No, bet it was.
No one saw Spin City?
What is this?
I've seen Spin City.
It's a sitcom with Michael J. Fox and others. Yeah. It's a really, really good sitcom until he got sick. I think it was because he got sick.
Yeah, he got Parkinson's.
Parkinson's, yeah. And then who's his name? The Tiger Blood Man. Michael Sheen?
Was it Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen, yeah.
Yeah, I think Michael Sheen is the old one.
Oh, yeah.
No, Martin Sheen is the old one.
Martin Sheen, and then there's...
Michael Sheen is the amazing, superb actor who makes the Twilight films watchable.
Who?
What?
Oh, the...
Or is that Martin Sheen and Michael Sheen is the old one? Because there are three Sheens.
No, Martin Sheen is the West Wing one.
Okay.
That's Martin Sheen.
Yeah, because there's Michael Sheen, who is like this amazing guy in... films.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, he plays this really effeminate vampire.
Oh.
And he just plays up every scene with like this over superb.
He's basically acting. Malcolm McDowell of the vampire world.
Yes, basically. He will be like, Bella! Like every word he says, he's acted like that with this big smile on his face.
He should be in a Rocky Horror remake,
or like a Legend of Zelda game.
He should be in Legend of Zelda. That would be amazing.
It's dangerous.
Can we just
alone?
Re-release the CDI games with him doing all the voices?
Oh, yes, please do.
And oh god, fuck!
Please explain to me how I can do the duck walk.
It's pretty cool.
Cool, huh?
Yeah.
Cool, huh?
I'm crouching, you say.
I mean,
huh,
those
okay.
games were the only two games where Zelda is the main protagonist. I believe it's the only one.
That is very true. Zelda's Adventure and Zelda's.
So the CDI was the most progressive console ever.
Yeah.
CDI had a lot of cool ideas. I think I spoke about this last week or something.
I don't know.
How the CDI had this thing where every input method had to be compatible with every game and every software. So like every game, every single software in the CDI works with the mouse, it works with the zapper, it works with the controller, it works with like the fighting sticks, like if there is one, I don't know if there is, but like, every input that is possible on the CDI works on every game. And that's pretty cool. Because it means you never have a situation where you're like, oh shit, multiplayer, but I only have one of this special controller. Because every controller will work. I mean, maybe not the best way. I mean, playing Zelda with a mouse width not so good.
Is,
but, yeah, still.
Make controllers that are good enough that you won't have to make another type.
Well, the thing is, the CDI wasn't meant to be a game system. The CDI was meant to be a new form of home computer.
Did I ever mention that I played the CDI very early before it was released at a electronics convention?
Whoa.
Once.
That's pretty cool.
My father he ran a TV repair and selling shop.
Yeah.
So we were there. He was there as a vendor, whatever you say, a retailer.
Yeah.
So we went to a convention of all the we saw the first like versions of surround sound as well. Ooh. And the CDI, their surround sound was awesome. It was this tiny little room, just a big TV, and just blaring surround sound. That is awesome.
Mm. Yeah. That is cool. Did they play something like... Imagine you in like the baseball hat with the propeller on the top.
No, no, Tommy. That was later when I went to a candy convention. And I saw
last week.
I saw all the new candies that didn't make any niche of themselves on the market because we all eat the same things here. We have never stopped eating. Started eating new candy. It's always the same.
Yeah, I'm having Julius gum right now.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, the chocolate ones, the hearts.
Oh, motherfucker! Yeah.
Is that ones, like a Christmas gum?
Yes, it is.
With chocolate on it.
The only of the Christmas soda that you
all have. Julius gum and Julmust is the only thing worth caring about during the winter holidays in Sweden.
You know what?
Reminded me. I need to make a weekend trip to IKEA to restock on those.
You know what? Last winter, right, I had a minor surgery to remove a thing on my lip. And I had three stitches in my lip. But I still went out and ate the Julskum. And I sort of tore one of the stitches out, though.
Well, the thing is, they have three different kinds of Julskum now. The original, the Santa can, which is basically a little Santa.
Yeah.
It's pink and white, and it's soft, and it's good. Then it's the chocolate ones, which are hearts, and it's the same thing, but it's made even softer and chocolate around it. And that's the best one.
Yeah.
Now they have some weird, like, I think it's gingerbread ones. I haven't dared testing them.
I don't know.
I don't approve of new things.
No, I want everything to be the same.
I mean, that's absolutely not true, because I always want new stuff. But in the case of candy, no. I'm Swedish.
Very rarely do I want new candy. Yeah.
I
will try new flavors of potato chips.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But every flavor of potato chips.
But they never last on the market.
They never do. But candy, no. No. You stick to the good stuff because you know it's good.
I want sour, I mean, Jungelroll. I love salt licorice.
I think it's because there's nothing sadder than not tasty candy.
Yeah.
Like when you buy candy and it's just bad, that's like the saddest moment in your life.
That bumps you up.
That is true.
Even with potato chips, like you can like, oh well, I have that coming because you know it's potatoes. Anyway.
And they're at least crispy and nice and
juicy. Yeah, but when you buy something like candy and you spend and you got like this little new bag, like, oh my, new exciting candy, and like it's just not good. That's just depressing. So yeah, you'll stick to the stuff you know.
The more depressing, the happier the characters on the packaging are.
Yes, they always look so fucking smug.
I will eat an entire bag of chips I don't really like, but I will not finish a whole gummies of something I don't like.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
That's how Sweden works.
Yeah.
And speaking of Sweden, I have two exciting games I want to talk about.
Whoa, Serena!
Are they
Don't
Swedish?
Worry, I'll just talk about two of them. I'm going to limit myself. So there's this company in Sweden called Simogo, and they make stuff for the mobile market.
Yeah.
I think their first game was Bumpy Road. Pretty interesting little game. So it had a very... Their games are always characterized by a unique aesthetic, and you can tell that there's a lot of care put into them. So Bumpy Road was about what seemed like a dapper British couple driving across some weird land. It was like a randomly generated endless platformer, and the way you many platformed was you only interacted with the bottom of the screen, and basically where you put your finger down there was like a hill, so the car would go uphill or downhill depending on which part it was on, and you made the car jump by basically creating bumps in the road, as the title indicates. So that was cool. Then they had Cosmo Spin, which I didn't play very much. So you rotated stuff and stuff happened. I don't remember a lot about it. Then they had Beat Sneak Bandit, which was basically a sort of a stealth puzzle game where you had to move in rhythm with the music just by tapping. So it was like a one-tap game, but you had to time it correctly. Also pretty cool. And then they released Year Walk, which was pretty... well, okay, just...
It's an adventure game.
Yeah, it's an adventure game. It's... The plot involves parts of Swedish folklore. It's apparently been... like a very long forgotten tradition called year walking.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Yeah. It's I think it's ancient even at this point.
Yeah, like the last recorded instance of it was like at the tail end of 19th century, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it I don't remember if it took place at like a New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve. Yeah, I should have paid more attention to it. But it involved basically locking yourself out with no food and water for the entire day.
Okay.
And then you had to go out through the woods and reach like the village church or something. And the thing was that you could encounter like various creatures from the folklore that would not make it easy for you to get through. And apparently, if you managed to get this whole thing through, you could see into the future. Like that was the legend.
There's a lot of the legends are about seeing into the future for some reason.
And that's very common in Swedish.
And avoiding angry elves and trolls.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely avoiding angry creatures in the woods.
Our Santa is not as nice, really. he's more of a mugger, I think.
We can talk about Swedish Santa, because that's an interesting story there, but I want to hear more about Jerwalk first.
Yeah.
So,
can I introduce myself yet?
Hello,
Adam.
I'll just quickly say, hello, I'm Adam.
Yeah, I don't have a song about you like I have the others.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
go.
And I missed mine, so I have no idea what you're saying.
True. Yeah, walk.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, walk. Sorry.
Where were we? Oh yeah. So this is what happens in the game. It's presented as also again with a very unique visual flair to it. It's basically made to look like. Like the brightness keeps flickering as if it's like a film reel. Cool. And the way that you move around is you basically have like a almost like a pop-up book like feeling, because you can pan across the screen and you move sideways, but you move forward and backwards sort of inside the image and outside of it. I'm not sure how to describe it, but if you look up like any gameplay video, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's basically an adventure game where you have puzzles that you have to solve, sometimes using the very specific aspect of it being a tablet game, or although there is a PC port, but I would say the same thing as I keep saying about Sword and Sorcery. Play it on a tablet, because it's on the PC you lose the specific aspects of it being on a device that you can touch with multiple fingers and rotate and twist and do just stuff with it that you just can't do it on a PC. So you're basically playing a worse version of it. And I think that the stuff that they do in Sword and Sorcery and Year Walk is interesting enough that it's not worth losing. Yeah, there was one particular puzzle that I thought was pretty badly telegraphed, because it involves turning the device upside down And the thing is, normally what happens if you, at least on iOS, I would imagine on Android and Windows as well, if you just turn the device upside down, the screen just rotates. And so that's, it's not, you're not playing the game or using the app upside down, but it actually does adjust to the position that you're holding it into. And for that one particular puzzle, because the game had that feature, but for that one particular puzzle, they turned it off. And so basically, yeah, okay, there was something odd, like something was not obeying the laws of gravity for that particular puzzle. But, you know, maybe I'm just stupid, but that wasn't clue enough for me to try just turning it upside down. So that was weird. But other than that, what made the game absolutely fantastic for me is, well, okay, I love like just this weird folklore stuff. Especially, well, first of all, it's a learning experience. Like I learn about culture in other places, which has always been a fascination of me. And
yeah,
in a game form, holy shit, yes, please.
It's too common to just have American culture or, you know.
Yeah, but this is like, you know, it's a like, neighboring country, so.
I've been saying this for a long time, how I'm tired of fantasy stuff always being the Tolkien.
Tolkien or sort of Viking, which is sort of Tolkien.
Well, yeah, well, that is still sort of Tolkien-esque, because, you know, he was inspired by Viking tales.
Yeah.
I miss the, I miss just the other aspect. Like, if something like a fairy tale based game, for example.
Yeah,
That is interesting. But
also,
yeah,
like if you go to old folk tales, they are usually very, very cruel and vicious.
Yeah, that's definitely the message here. Like, you do not want to run into any single of the creatures that they talk about. And that's the another point that makes it so great, is that they have a companion app that is basically like, it mentions the creatures that are part of this whole Yearwalk thing. It talks briefly about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you complete the game, you unlock additional stuff that in turn gets you like the epilogue of the game. And when all this comes together, it's like just this wonderful, amazing thing that at one point, you know, it just, I was just absolutely in awe of what they accomplished with it, because I love that sort of stuff. I love how it, well, no, I'm not going to continue, because this is a bit of a spoiler. So, yeah, that's the thing. The problem with Yearwalk and the next Simogo game, which I've also played, is that the less you know about it, the better. But, I mean, there are aspects that can be talked about, like the entire folklore angle. But yeah, the specifics, yeah, it's definitely recommended if you have a tablet. I guess if PC is the only thing you got and do not see a possibility of having anything else, then try the PC version. But
yeah,
I'm actually curious how they solve the problem of, like, for instance, at some point you have to, like, hold something with one finger while dragging the screen with another finger.
Yeah, is it on Steam?
It is, actually.
Yes, that's it cool. So yeah, that was Yearwalk, and then I, because the reason I played it is like, okay, I've had it on my iPad for like over a year, pretty much ever since it came out. I didn't play it, and it took up like, I don't know, 750 megs, which is a lot if you only have a 16 gig device. Like, 16 gig devices are crap today, because basically, as games get updated with assets for higher density screens, the applications grow larger, because like at least Apple doesn't have a system where the app only downloads the assets that are specific to that device. No, like you put everything in the app for
That is needlessly wasteful. Yeah, shit.
Yeah, like okay, you can split between iPhone and iPad, but that's it. But that is a pain because those are basically two separate apps. So people would have to pay twice for them. So you basically release one app for iPhones and iPads and iPod Touches, and you support everything in it. But, okay, that's technical. So another thing, which I'll just talk about briefly, because you have to go in basically blind into it, Device 6, that's another game they've released last year. And it's, I would call it a barely visual novel, because there's a lot of...
I'm looking at the way it looks now, and it looks interesting.
Yeah. I like barely visual.
Yeah, it's a lot of text, but there's also a lot of sound, and however little visual elements it has, it adds to it a lot. So basically... There's actually, at one point, there's actually a mention of why there's the game is basically all text. And there's like a sort of plot reason for it. So I'm not going to get into it. But it's kind of like a spy novel. How should I put it? James Bond meets the Jigsaw Killer from what? Saw. Kind of like that. I mean, that's the vibe I'm getting.
Okay.
So, yeah, there are puzzles. Chapters are pretty brief. I think I average on like 10 minutes per chapter. So it's not going to be very taxing. But again, it's very impressive how it all... It's there isn't like a single part that stands out to me, but everything comes into a very, very nice whole. So it's absolutely fantastic work on them. And the story is quite fascinating on its own. Like you actually feel compelled to get through it, especially since the way they present it. Like, to just give you one brief example that won't spoil anything, like, if when you're reading about going through this, like going down some stairs, the text would actually be laid down in like a words will make a stairway, sort of. And as you scroll the text along, you'll hear footsteps and stuff. So, yeah, sound is very important in that game, and they say that at the very beginning. And they, because, like, sometimes clues, well, pretty much always clues to puzzles will be, well, I guess half-time they're visual and half-time they're in sound. But yeah, this is another thing that I don't think it has a PC port, and I don't think it ever will, because you constantly rotate the device, because like the text isn't like a book with some pictures and it's and end of story. It's like
that sort of brings up what I was talking about before with the whole CDI thing with control inputs that should work across everything. How you have this issue with games like that, which will only work on smartphones and tablets, while there are a lot of people who just don't enjoy playing on a smartphone and tablet who can never enjoy the game fully because of that.
I swear I just heard a cat right now.
Yeah, I didn't, but okay.
I actually thought I did as well.
Yeah, it's a meow. Yeah.
All right.
Is this leading into you pretending that Tommy is a cat?
Well, Tommy is a cat.
No, Matty is a cat, apparently.
Well,
you were... He was discusses the show before we do it, right, with me.
Oh, he was Jesus like, can we just Christ, pretend that Tommy's a cat? No, no, no. Speaking of cats.
The only cat person I recognize nowadays is Lucky Chloe.
Speaking of cats, I was at the zoo this
week. Tommy goes to the zoo!
Yeah!
Did you punch a tiger?
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, we didn't make it to the part where the tiger is in it.
To the animal abuse section.
Yeah, basically. Tour. I mean, the first thing is like, where are the giraffes over there? Yeah, giraffes. Yeah, there were.
I like how me and Tommy have the same approach to going to the zoo. We just go, oh my God, I want to see the animals. Where's the giraffes? Yeah, look at them. They're fucking giraffes. Let's go see the lion.
Yeah,
yeah, they're fucking pacing around.
We saw the lions getting fed.
How else do you react to a zoo? It's like, motherfucker, there's a tiger over there. Whoa.
Yeah, well, like we saw.
I got in a monkey bit and I'm all like, look at the fucking monkeys.
Fucking hell.
Most of them are sleeping, but that one's on a fucking tree.
There's an elephant over there.
You know, I think my favorites were like wolverines and arctic foxes.
Oh, those
arctic foxes
little.
Are like the cutest things ever.
Oh, but yeah.
They will fucking kill you. Like, no problem.
Yeah.
That would be the cutest murder you'll ever take part in.
Yeah, I'll deal with it.
Yeah, but wolverines, they're like basically, I want to say like dogs in bear form.
More like cat dogs in bear form.
And they are apparently capable of taking down animals like exceeding their size multiple
times. As in, can they like literally maul a person?
Yeah, easily.
And gore.
Yeah,
a person.
Let's say this: that my local zoo, they used to have a bowling ball as a toy for the wolverine, and he broke it.
What?
It's like a bowling ball that hung up on a rope, and he would play with it, and he smashed that shit.
Oh,
hold on! I'm gonna get all the pictures of my trip to the zoo last year.
Oh,
which I may have mentioned before.
I didn't go to Sulaf this year. I'm so sad.
Because it is a bit like a bear, because it's basically like what you're seeing is all muscle.
It's like a tank.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically like, okay, so basically bear, in this analogy, the bear proper is the iPad, the wolverine is the iPhone.
Okay. Did they have red pandas?
Oh, yes, they did.
I love red pandas,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, they are awesome.
They're like, look at me, bro. I'm not actually a panda, but let's go with it. I'm fucking adorable.
Hey. Look, hear me out. I'm not a panda, but still, look at me.
Let's swindle these motherfuckers out of some bamboo.
Let's keep this going. Come on, you and me, together, against the world.
The conclusion was from that trip was that I definitely have to go there again when it's warm and every animal is out.
I'm not a panda, but I'll pretend to be one if that's what you're into.
Big Whoop, want to fight about it?
Different stereotype, but I'll take it.
I mean, I would fight a panda.
I think we all need more. Everyone in the world needs more zoo visits.
I mean,
because zoos are awesome as hell.
Unless it's like one of those sad zoos with just a big cages and everything.
Well, there was actually a lot of open spaces for much every type of animal. Well, okay, except for red pandas, because there were actually
Okay, let me tell you the best zoo story, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Zoo. I was at the zoo with my lady friends. It's on sort of an annual tradition, mostly annual. And
my bullshitometer is like off the charts.
Maddie beating some hot young ladies.
They're lesbians. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, she's very lesbian. Excessively. Okay, right. But
especially around you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh God, yes. I caused it. But that year, right? The
lesbian event in your life.
I think I can figure out how it went. You went on a date. You said, "Do you play Dota?" And she was like, "Well, this has been an eye opener for me."
Okay, no. Shut up. I'm going to tell my story. It has lions in it, because the lions, it had little cubs, adorable little cubs, three of them, right? And their enclosure is like half open, half closed, so they can, you know, fuck off from people if they want to. And the little ones were in the cage bit. And let's say you get about 1 meter away from the lions. They're just behind. It's like a little railing, and then just a fence between you. And we were looking at, you know, the little one, oh, look, it was so cute. And then we look over to the side, like the hatchway where they come in to the little space. We see the lady lion just eyeballing us, just giving us the evil eye. And at a certain point, she bursts out of there and just roars right in our faces. And I almost pooped my pants. It's like I was a meter away from a roaring lion.
And is it that what turned her into a lesbian?
No, like,
I imagine that was a female lion, and the sheer magnetism and power just and sort of
no, made it her was think, like wow. The magical lesbian radiation.
Tommy,
from her mouth.
It was all the hand stuff that made her a lesbian. Let's not be mean now, Tommy.
What hand? The severed hand that you kept feeding her?
Yeah, Tommy. don't judge me for trying to make everyone a lesbian. I'm just trying to make Andrea happy.
Well, okay.
Wait, what? I was busy tweeting about lesbians.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
I was just trying to lesbianize the world to make you happy.
Well, I mean, I certainly think that the world would be better if everyone was lesbian.
I mean, I just go up to a woman and say, hey, if you're straight, you could have all of this shit, and then I poop my pants. it's sort of like how Sam, you know, attracts a mate, but in reverse. My kimchi poop. No one likes my cabbage poop. No, except that one German woman. Let's not speak about her.
Are you sure it was a woman?
I mean, it was a German. Who knows? There was beard. Let's just say that much.
Yeah. Okay, so I am shutting up now.
Tommy.
No, don't shut up. I want to keep talking about animals.
Yeah.
Okay, so
do they have giraffes?
Penguins are awesome.
There should be more like animal fighting games, like Brutal Pause of Fury.
What about from Tokyo 94, Jungle?
I think, where like you could like have a llama beat a rabbit.
Well, there's Tokyo Jungle.
Yeah, but it's not.
That's a platform. Okay.
Yeah, but it's on an iOS.
No, even better, like a third-person shooter, just animals with guns.
I want Assassin's Creed, but with a lion.
Can we make an RPG starring an entire cast of talking animals?
Lion King branded Assassin's Creed, yes.
Lion King, the Maulening.
We can just use the Far Cry, not just engine, like everything.
I want a game where you
control one of the NPC animals.
The tiger has to climb a tower at some point.
Yeah. Oh, then, yeah. You climb the tower and then you, you know, lift your cub, show it the kingdom that it will once rule,
and then it unlocks all the missions
in that area. There you go.
Yeah, the cub just pulls out a little notebook and draws you a map of the area.
And you can see all the collectible kitchens.
Like, that's the power of magical cubs.
I've never played a Ubisoft game, and I know that happens.
I mean, that is what...
I'm okay at references to things that I don't know.
I mean, it's an Ubisoft game. You climb a tower at some point. Even the crew has a tower you have to, drive to.
Oh, crew Ubisoft.
Oh! I'm going to kill you a bit one day.
Oh.
My favorite bit about the tiger when I went to the zoo is that it just paced. I get the feeling that every single day that tiger was preparing to kill someone, but it was just waiting for the right moment.
Yeah, I got the same feeling from the cheetah. It's like,
it's just
chill.
Ooh, do you know what?
Every now and then it would sit down, but it wouldn't be long before it gets up. It's like, all right, I'm going to stare at you. I'm going to stare at you. I'm going to stare at you. If this glass wasn't here, you know.
I'm going to fuck you up, son. I'm going to fuck you up.
I haven't been to a zoo in a long time, many years.
Go to a zoo, come on.
I mean, unlike you, I'm really as interested in as you guys are.
They have tigers.
Yeah, I know. It's really fun to hear all of you excited about it.
Lesbians, really, apparently.
Tigers, yeah. No, Andrea. My local zoo, right? A lot of attractive blonde women, if you like that.
I like women in general.
Well, they have a lot of attractive ones.
Hair color or...
Oh, I'm looking at this picture here.
They have boobs.
I'm looking at this big up pilot bear. And he's just having some water.
I have another story about the zoo I went to.
Well, I was going to talk about the time I was at the zoo years ago, but okay.
You can go first.
Yeah, no, because I also got this feeling about, like, creatures being ready to kill, and that was the fucking the alligator.
I have not seen an alligator.
It was an alligator, but that's when I was at, behind a big glass, of course, and it was fucking terrifying.
What alligators?
My favorite, best part of being there.
My favorite part about them is what they do is that they will very, very slowly open their mouth as if to say, "Hey, come on, put your arm in here, see what happens. I'm gonna gore the shit out of you."
It's like tigers. So just come on, look how fucking adorable I am. Come here and give me a hug. I'm gonna eat your face. But okay, the zoo I went to, they have a big like savanna. So it's like it has ostriches, it has elephants, giraffes, all kinds of animals in one.
They have
big...
it in here as well, but not too big.
Yeah, one big enclosure, and the tenders to it, like the animal, I don't know what you call it, but the feeder people, they went out to feed it one day. And the woman that did it, she just grabbed the tusks of the elephant, and it lifted her up into the air. It was
wow,
that is cool. That is
very cool.
It yeah.
That would be scary as hell, though.
You know, I just started wondering about: do the lions in the zoo here know that they're like basically like 200 meters away from what they usually eat in their natural habitat?
I mean, if they really tried, they might be able to jump over some of the things. If they really tried. I mean, I think they're well fed, so maybe they just don't care.
That's the thing. I like going to somewhere like a zoo where you know every animal is being treated right.
Yeah, and
you know that you have pretty much got
open air.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of zoos out there that are pretty shitty for all the animals. Yeah. Because where I went to in Rotterdam, every animal was given the right environment for them.
Mm.
Like the penguins, you can always tell it was chilly. You could always tell they had plenty of space to swim, plenty of space to walk about, plenty of space to do anything. And, yeah, I mean, I think every kid has to go to a zoo, or at the very least a petting zoo, and just see what it's like just to be with an animal and enjoy yourself.
I don't know. I don't think you should say what every kid should do, but...
We're laying down the law here. We are the dictators of childhood.
I would be the worst dictatorship ever by saying, right, by national decree, every kid has to go to a zoo. Look at that fucking giraffe. It is so big.
And you have to enjoy yourself, motherfucker, or you go to jail.
I will buy you an ice cream, all right? Just come with me to the zoo.
I don't care if you have a crippling phobia of animals. Just fucker.
Look, we don't have to go to the spider section. That's the thing about zoos. There are loads and loads of varieties of stuff. Oh. Yes, that one over there will probably kill you if you gave it a chance.
Look, but I know you can't ever leave your plastic bubble or else you'll die from exposure, but come on.
It's a tiger, motherfucker.
I don't care if you're John Travolta. You're going to the zoo with me.
Okay.
But I can't get out of the closet.
Tommy.
I'll drag your closet.
Tommy and Adam, did your zoos have petting zoos?
Yes.
And I always go to the petting zoo if there is one at the local zoo. I don't care if I'm an adult. I'm going to pet that pig. It's adorable.
There is probably one in here, but I have to look at the map. That's the thing. We were there on Saturday, and when we came, it was like already 4 hours before they closed down. So.
Aww.
But again, like it's wintertime, so.
But still, though, petting zoos. You got to pet that pig, yo. And a goat. Goats are awesome.
You go to the goat, and then you go to the guy like tending to all the animals. Can they feed it? They can. And he's like, I know you're joking, but please.
There's no
reason.
Petting zoo.
I think I got all my petting out of my way when, because like I have family in the countryside, so up to a certain age. There hasn't been a year where I didn't spend at least a week there, so
when it comes to like goats and pigs, no, I think I'm good.
But the Polish countryside.
I mean, the Polish countryside. It is occupied by the Russians, but still.
No, it's occupied by vodka manufacturers.
Comrades, we must make the blood of the people. Oh, Tommy, you live in a parody of a country.
Speaking of parodies of countries, my country only has one zoo.
I cannot disagree. Wait, what?
Yeah.
You are going to have to make the pilgrimage to
only
that one
zoo.
Wait, in Norway?
Really close to it, so no.
Do you go to it every day?
No.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
I could.
Who has only one zoo?
Yeah.
Why? Who? I mean, is there only two people in your country and one runs the zoo and the other one goes there?
That's the most amazing swindle ever.
I'm the one that goes there, but I've been slacking off on my duties.
Why don't you go there? Do they have tigers?
What? Yeah.
Oh, go there then.
Fucking okay.
Go to Potted Report.
Listen to how strained my voice is. I am really excited about tigers.
How far away are you people from zoos?
About 20 minutes.
Kilometers?
No, I think a 15 minute bus ride.
Well, same here. So why are you jealous of me being next to the
okay,
only
so
because you don't go to it.
Okay. So basically, I think what needs to happen is at one point we just all go to our respective zoos and podcast from there.
Can we do wicked selfies and go, I don't know, trollololol mates, this is a selfie.
What?
Sure, we can do that.
If I get in with the bears, right, should I ask for a photo? You know, before
like, yo, Muff, what is your opinion on this week's video games?
He's gonna say, I'm a big hunter of Cabela's hunting.
I like the part.
I'm actually looking at London Zoo right now. I'm thinking, could I justify a trip?
You could.
Yes.
I mean, Adam, I know that you're poor as shit, right? But you still need to go to a zoo.
Everyone needs. I'm still going to maintain that as one of my duties as MP. I shall pass the law. Come on, dude. Everyone needs to go to a zoo.
Even the black ones.
Not going to expand that joke.
It's not a popular
I'm not even
going to
try.
I could expand that joke.
This is the joke police. This joke is not getting acknowledged. We'll let you off with a warning this time.
Oh, what a blast. Oh. Tommy, I think you're cute.
You can't call them monkeys anymore, though.
What is it called?
Polish people?
Well, no, Polish people are, you know, turnip munchers.
Oh, hello. I am Polish.
That a turnip is a nutritious part of a wholesome breakfast.
Oh, turnip all day. I can't afford to put my room in heat. It's cold. Oh, I'm cold all the time. Oh, no.
Well, make a blanket out of turnips.
Oh, I cannot afford a turnip.
You can probably knit something from them.
I do not know how to knit.
Speaking of... well,
crippling
not being able, not
crippling
poverty.
Poverty.
Speaking of crippling poverty, Adam Owen, right?
Adam, we have career decisions for you to make today.
Oh God!
Because
you are not going to be poor anymore after this.
Adam, right? Adam, do you know what you love more than anything else? Esports.
Well, of course.
Yeah, you love.
You started the hit segment of Podteed known as Adam Owen's Esports Thunderdome, yeah?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Adam Owen's Esports Thunderdome. That's how it goes.
That's how it
right.
goes.
Right. And you know about esports. You love talking about it.
And the only way to get properly respected as an esports personality, you have to live the life. You have to say that you hate women. You have to say and you need crippling poverty, right?
Oh, God. And then to start a YouTube channel to show it off.
Here's how your plan starts. So the goal of this plan is to stop me from being poor.
The first
stage of this includes being poor.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how you get started.
Okay, Adam, you become extremely poor. You shut off your heat. You fire the maid. I assume you have to have a maid.
I don't have a maid.
But you're British. You fire the maid and the butler. And then just put on a really thick coat and, you know.
Yeah, like you have no central heating at this point. You are going to wear
like outside clothes and a scarf. If you don't wear a scarf, buy one.
At all time.
At all times. And then you just speak into your webcam about esports, post it on YouTube. Like you in the background, it, like your room is visible. It's just your bedroom, but like you know, there's like half full little bags.
You've taken another poster you have or something like a Nintendo game, and you've just written the Dota on it.
He just says
with a large marker.
It's Dota time, motherfuckers, and
also since Christmas is coming, you have to like basically half of your room needs to be a snow pile.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Also, Adam.
On top of the lack of heating and
you have to cry
the generally cold atmosphere, I have to go ship some snow in.
Yeah, I was going to say you can just open the window, but you can't really afford a window. If you do, we will just break it.
I mean, if you do have, you can tear down the plastic you have put up over it. You know, that you stole from somewhere.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Okay.
And Adam, right? Adam, right? Adam, you have to have a computer that can't actually play the video games you talk about. It has to be incredibly bad.
Yeah, I have a laptop that can't play Dota, so I think we're good on that.
And, good, but in you that know, case, well, I think we can get started. Adam Omen, what's new in esports?
Come on, Adam Omen. Okay, no, Adam Omen, what do you think, you know, DreamHack, right? What do you think about the winners? Do you think it was a good last few rounds?
Well, I thought it was a ludicrous display.
I did see that ludicrous display. I'm not going to lie to you. I did see that
ludicrous. He was good on stage.
Yeah. Mm. I don't think esports needs that kind of celebrity branding. I think they're too distant from the mainstream crowd. But
yeah.
if they got ludicrous, I'm sure it wasn't.
At least Akon wasn't there.
Yeah, the thing is, Adam, we need you to stop pushing for celeb. You know, we don't need Snoop Dogg telling us about. You know, what's hot in Dota?
Well, Snoop Dogg does have a place in esports. He was in Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Yeah, but no one likes Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, but Snoop Dogg always thinks he can just walk...
It's true, that was Snoop Lion, so... Yeah.
He always thinks he can just walk it in. That's just what he does.
Okay, Adam, we need to know, how are you going to do about the state of esports today? I mean, Dota is always good. The International is always a lot of fun. Everyone loves Dendems. He is a good player.
Oh God!
But what are we gonna do about Pasha?
I know what we can do. What we need to do.
Adam, what are we gonna do about Pasha?
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
What are we gonna do about Pasha?
I have the answer. I know exactly what we're gonna do.
Tell us.
Official Dota bake sale. What we're gonna do.
Okay, first of all, Pasha doesn't play.
We're going to go to Valve headquarters.
Yeah.
And we're going to put up a table. Mm-hmm. And we're going to sell a selection of cakes.
Oof.
For the local charity.
Are we talking good cakes?
Well, I mean, whatever Tesco happens to have.
I don't like stuff with cream in it. Could we skip that?
Well, there might be someone there who is sort of. Because there's always one bastard who's like, have you got anything that has a load of cream in it?
You have to think about proper representation of esports fans. We don't all like cream. At a moment. Fix the cream debacle. This has gone on too far. Fix this, Adam.
There are going to be fairy cakes.
Adam, you... Ferret cakes?
Fairy cakes.
Okay, you don't have to.
I like the idea of ferret cakes.
You don't have to bring homophobia into this.
What can
I? That was another one. There's plenty of that in the esports community.
What is the esports view on homosexuality? Actually, I know they hate women.
Everyone but the fighting game community is okay with it.
Everyone aren't this angry at the fighting game community.
FGC is terrifying.
Because like the other day, right, I was playing CSGO and some Croatian 9-year-old, this is a real story, some Croatian 9-year-old told me to suck his dick. Like that, I'm just happy to that level of that level of acceptance.
When you said you had a story, I was like, I don't like the idea where this is going.
I just think, okay, we need to all recognize that, there's a very good female StarCraft player. There's a very good announcer, a female announcer. It's a Dutch woman that casts Dota games. She's very good. Mm-hmm. And personally, I haven't really heard about, I'm sure there's people being mean or, you know, she's attractive, so people probably remark on that.
Yeah. That is one of the worst parts about YouTube culture. Every time you see a woman who is doing something and has a sizable fan base, you know that you will never get as much hate mail or as she does.
Yeah, but the thing is, at the point...
And you also know that she's been extremely brave by not calling attention to it.
Yeah. If they are the kind of people that can just get on with this, you know, top. But yeah. I just think that we should talk more about Dota.
No, but since we're on a top of the fighting game community, we should probably talk about the fighting game news.
I'm really feeling it about these fighting game news.
A man punched another one in the face and he said, ow.
Yeah. No, Street Fighter V, of course.
Is that a game?
Announced for PlayStation 4 and PC with Sony co-developing. Basically...
Developing cows.
A big thing. Because mainly the Xbox platform has been the main platform for Street Fighter 4 ever since it came out in consoles on, when was it, 09?
Yeah, 2009.
Oh. Yeah. So, suddenly...
And then again, like 2 years later, and then again.
Oh, yeah. And now suddenly there won't be an Xbox version, at least with the first edition.
There won't be one.
At least for now, because Sony's co-developing, which means they can't just, you know, end the deal.
Well, the whole exclusivity deal thing has sort of been in... been part of...
Exclusives are just... I hate exclusives.
I do too, and it seems they're being more than ever. Like,
they want to buy a reason to buy they want to own a reason to have a console.
Yeah. Which I suppose makes sense, but still.
Yeah, not good for us, but, you know.
Yeah.
Blah. It's a time when, because of the similarities between PS4 and Xbox One in terms of its hardware, not saying that they are exactly similar, but...
Totally similar.
But when you look at all of the games coming out at the moment, it does look like there isn't really much difference between the hardware.
It does. I mean, it, apart from the obvious, like, frame rate, the resolution thing that happens every time there's a multi-platform game... There's still the effect of, the same games go on the same systems. So exclusive purchasing needs to happen, but...
Yeah, I'm sure that will... Once both consoles get out of the teething age, we'll actually see what both are really capable of.
I still haven't seen it with PS3 and Xbox 360.
I'm surprised we haven't
seen it. Wait, have you played The Last of Us or Alan Wake?
I'm sure they could be done on PS3.
Haven't they?
Yeah, The Last of Us, PS3 exclusive.
You couldn't. It would be more than possible to port those games onto a PS3.
And Adam's right. Adam is right there.
I hate Adam's right.
That's the thing. That has become more of a thing with every system release because we are reaching a point of being more accessible and being closer to PCs. We've always worked towards that, and now we're there. And unfortunately, that does kind of make multiple platforms kind of pointless.
Obsolete, I would say.
Yeah, well, that's the same word.
But I like to be a fancy fucker.
The thing is, what I'm wondering is, when is the straw going to break and such aggressively anti-consumer methods everyone looks at him and says, won't buy the game then.
There is one thing about Street Fighter V that I don't think is too much anti-consumer, though, because I think it's basically a Bayonetta 2 thing. Because Bayonetta 2 would not have happened without Nintendo. And Capcom doesn't have money anymore. And that's really? Why I think so... Well, no, they don't. They've not had money for like 3 years now.
They're not doing well?
They're doing terribly. The only game that sells is Monster Hunter 4, and that's only in Japan.
Isn't it on 3DS?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on more systems, I think that's why Sony is actually co-developing this. And I don't think it's simply Sony just like, oh, let's buy that exclusive. I mean, obviously that's where it's from their marketing side, but I think it's actually like I think Sony needed someone to step in and help them out.
I think people also want it's like getting what's it called
Yeah, and I think that shows in Microsoft's response, because Phil Harrison was asked about it, basically went, well, you know, it's sad that Capcom didn't want to work with us this time.
That interview with Phil Harrison showed such a... I don't think I've seen Microsoft or any other company show such a contempt for their audience.
Yeah, and then because we already have a fighting game that's first party, so we want to focus on that instead.
But not just that, but because the other big news was it was confirmed that The Rise of the Tomb Raider is being published by Microsoft, which means
for a limited time.
But from the sounds of it, it seems like it's going to be a similar sort of deal, unless something happens.
Yeah, because
and in the news they said, why are you publishing Rise of the Tomb Raider yourself? And he just like, well, now we have an Uncharted.
Yeah,
when doing the Street Fighter V announcement, Sony did the right thing by at least making the news saying, hey, we love the fighting game community, we love the Street Fighter franchise, we want to support Street Fighter V's development.
They had Ono out on stage being all like, hey, yeah. I'm here, yeah. I'm always awesome.
Yeah, as in, when Sony talked about it at that conference, the guys talking about it were excited about it.
PlayStation experience in general showed a lot of excitement and belief in games.
Microsoft's response was to say, well, we don't give a shit. You're going to buy it.
Microsoft, I think they're just businessmen. They aren't... At least that's the front.
And I think that's why I'm not sure we'll get another Xbox. And if we do, I don't think it'll be focused on video games. Because I think...
With the change in personnel... The next CDI, basically.
Yeah. I think what will happen is basically that Microsoft... This year, this generation, the coming 6-7 years, the Xbox One, it won't be doing terribly, but it will do worse than the others to the point where Microsoft will go, well, we don't have a reason to do this anymore. We'll publish our games on the other systems, and we'll make the Xbox our all-consumer media device that plays Blu-rays or whatever the format is then.
Well, I mean, that's not a bad idea.
People want that. I think it's actually a pretty good idea. I think we need to lose some companies again in the console market, because if the console market is going to be interesting again, I think we need some new blood in there.
I don't
believe in the one console. I don't think that would work.
Well, I mean, I like the idea of one open system.
That's a good idea, but it won't work.
That's a PC, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
But the PC you run also the risk, needs...
With one open console, though, I kind of look at it as, well, you run the risk of having one company getting a monopoly on it.
Exactly, and that's never a good idea.
I mean, Steam box, cough, cough.
Yeah, but like, so if Microsoft bows out, because Nintendo won't bow out. They won't. They will never bow out.
Yeah, they're pretty successful.
Sony
won't bow out.
Well, Sony isn't doing that well financially, are they?
PlayStation-wise, they're doing great. The PS4 is the fastest-selling console.
That's the only thing they make money on, I think.
Probably, yeah. But like Sony, they will not bow out of consoles anytime.
I mean, the amount of publicity that they've lost and regained now, I don't think they will let go of it.
Yeah, but if let's say Microsoft goes away and we have Sony and Nintendo, they're not really competitors. They're two very different audiences.
Mm.
So... Already we have two monopolies on two types of things there.
Yeah, we have the...
Someone would have to step in and either be a middle ground or compete with another one.
Well, you mean the Ouya?
Yeah, well, no, not the Ouya. But I think that could be a very interesting thing to happen that happens in the future. And I think, unfortunately, that will hurt this generation a lot by just being this sort of meddling... No, oh, we own this game now for a while.
I bought it. You can't have it. You have to buy
like Shadow of War, basically.
And like I said on Twitter, like I don't like the Street Fighter V is exclusive to the PS4. I mean, I like it in the sense that I have a PS4, so I'll get to play it. I don't want it to be exclusive because I think exclusivity is shit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I understand it more there if they're actually... need co-developing it rather than Microsoft. It literally just goes out and say, oh yeah, we wanted a game, so we bought it.
I mean,
props for honesty, I guess.
The devs want to sell their games. They want to make sure that they make money. That's like why they have product placement in movies and stuff. They want to limit the risk. So if they can sell the game to...
Like Tomb Raider has Square Enix behind it, but they are... arguably a bigger publisher than Microsoft, so
yeah, but they have much less money.
Do they?
Mm.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah. Microsoft just. I mean,
I thought they
I'm
just
sorry
put out
if they can throw around $100 million for just a controller, then you know they have a lot.
Yeah,
of
Square
money.
Enix lost a lot of money in the last few years, but they've started regaining money again. Yeah, I think that's another reason that they looked for someone to publish their game or co-publish their game.
PC.
But you also have. I don't think it will work for Microsoft because as great of a success Tomb Raider was critically and eventually financially when they released the when they released the Enhanced Editions, no one hears Tomb Raider and thinks Xbox. If they think of a single console, they think PlayStation
maybe.
Because that was a Tomb Raider console for 10 years.
Yeah, for a time. Yeah.
So it's not going to work. I mean, because it doesn't have that Xbox brand to it. When people hear the Xbox, they think Halo. They think Gears of War. Where's Gears of War?
Like, yeah.
Where's Gears of War?
Even Call of Duty is mostly associated with Xbox.
Gears of War and Halo. Do they have a Halo?
They have Halo 5 coming out. But like, where is Gears of War?
The last Gears of War was sort of middling. Yeah. So maybe they're trying to come up with something.
Maybe, but it's been... I mean, the Xbox
in a while.
Needs games.
I love Gears of War so much.
Just being on stage at E3 and showing the Gears of War logo would be enough. Just tell me it's happening.
That's the only reason I would get an Xbox. Because
show me that you care, Microsoft, please.
They don't give two shits. They just want
you to pretend. Pretend to care so I can feel better about it.
Well, I don't care, but if I'll pretend I do if that's what you're into.
Vid, you don't want.
It's my only joke for the day. I'm stretching it. Okay.
Vid, you don't want to pretend to be one of the things I like. It would end badly for you.
Oh, I'm a can of surstrømming.
I'm kimchi. I smell like cabbage.
When I first heard that, I just sort of thought, can Vid do quotes from Roger from American Dad just for the whole episode?
Have you seen American Dad, Vidi?
Yeah, I have. I sometimes do Roger in my kitchen.
Oh, you're such a good boy. Vid.
And who do you Roger?
Vid, this bumming is coming for you.
Is it? This bumming is coming?
Yeah, this bumming is coming all over you.
That's pretty good.
You know what, Vid?
What?
Gonna bum you. Oh, Tommy, I'm gonna bum you too.
Have you talked to you two about it?
He said, children are dying in Africa. Trollololol.
That's what he says.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
So, that is his common statement.
But yeah, but anyway, that was one of the things that happened at PlayStation Experience.
Sorry to interrupt. This is the joke police again. I hereby request a sound of cricket noises being inserted a few seconds back. Thank you for your cooperation.
Yes,
Tommy, I'm
no.
really funny.
But PlayStation Experience was Sony's new annual video game expo.
All I care, yeah.
It's really good, actually.
I kind of want them to rename it the official celebration of Day of the Tentacle Special Edition.
Did,
I think so too.
Did
yeah.
anyone of you get hype?
I got very hyped.
Well, that's
it was.
You
really
gotta be
good.
Careful about the hype.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like,
I'm allowed to be hyped about remastered LucasArts games.
Adam, I'm gonna bum you too.
Like, more people need to play
Grim
Fandango.
We know that.
But most people,
yes.
Most people only really saw the conference that I started with, which was good. They had stuff like the Grim Fandango footage. They announced they have a tentacle, Yakuza 5. Showed a bunch of cool games. Like, it was a really good thing. But then they had... You know how Nintendo had the treehouse thing at E3?
Yeah.
They had that for 2 days.
Oh.
And
so actually...
just showing off a bunch of games with the people from PlayStation in there showing them off.
Was it, like, actually gameplay or...
Yes. They played the... Like, they had Jonathan Blow on and played The Witness, and it was really cool. And then they had, like... They spliced it in with panels about game development.
Wow.
It was absolutely marvelous. They would show, like, oh, here's a prototype for Tearaway, and here's a prototype for God of War. And they would talk about how they went from prototype to final game, and they showed footage, and they showed the first prototype for Journey, which was a top-down Flash game.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I think, like, that the flow was a Flash game, actually.
Maybe. Yeah, but it was really cool. Like, in all the panels, I think they're up on YouTube now on the official PlayStation account.
Okay, cool.
They're really good. Wow. Overall,
you don't see that very often, do you?
You don't. And it was just a really great celebration of video games. Like, it made me happy to play video games. And that's something video games haven't been able to do in a while.
It's not been the best of years for video games.
I haven't seen it. I just saw whatever was announced on it, and then I opened a separate note with stuff I want on PS Vita now.
That was the cool thing. Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, Vita. They went up on stage. We're like, so any of you guys like the Vita?
No.
People in the crowd was like, yeah. Okay, we're gonna announce 7 games for Vita right now. Like, oh, that's about time.
Yeah, so I have 15 items on that list.
Yeah, but that was really cool too. Like, enough of Geometry Wars 3 on Vita. How is that? That's the best idea ever.
Yeah.
They ended the show
with story time, in which they had the current CEO of Sony America, I forget his name, and they had
Shigeru Yoshida.
And they had, what's his name? Is it Adam?
Adam Boyce?
Yes.
Adam Boyce?
They had those three on there. Adam Boyce, his voice was so destroyed after those 2 days. He could barely talk.
It was
wonderful. And they just told odd stories from their time at Sony. Like Adam Boyce talked about meeting Tim Schafer about Grim Fandango. Like how they spent months securing the rights from Disney, and then suddenly Tim Schafer calls him up like, are you talking to someone about my game? And he got super scared and stuff. It was amazing. It was like this really good, this is really like really comfortable. Wait, yeah, so we actually like video games.
So does that mean that Grim Fandango was like Sony's own initiative?
Yes, it was. Sony was looking up.
That implies that someone at Sony liked Grim Fandango enough to actually think about, hey, how about we release and get all the legal and financial bullshit starting so that we can have it on our platform.
Yeah, apparently they started back when Lucasfilm was still Lucasfilm. LucasArts was still Lucasfilm. Yeah. And they were like, oh, this is really tough. And then it migrated to Disney, and they could start a conversation. And then, like, someone said that, and then Disney told them, like, hey, someone else is looking into your IPs. And then Tim Schafer calls up Adam Boyce at Sony and is like, hey, are you talking to anyone about my games? And Adam Boyce apparently is immediately like, I'm coming down to Double Fine, and went to the Double Fine office, and Tim was sitting in a dark room waiting for him. And had to like basically question him until he trusted Adam Boyce enough to talk to him about Grim Fandango. I loved it. It was really wonderful, and I'm so happy that they announced that. Yeah, this is the thing we're doing every year from now. It's basically the reason they were doing it. People thought it was just to celebrate 20th anniversary of PlayStation, but apparently, according to the people at Sony, it was Adam Boyce, it was Shiro Yoshida, and someone else at Sony. I forget the third person. Who would meet up at all these various events like TGS and PAX and Gamescom and E3. And apparently at one of these expos, they said, why don't we have one of these so we don't have to, like, go to everyone else's stuff all the time? Oh, we should do that. That's a good idea. And let's do one in December then.
It also sounds like this is the one where we celebrate.
Yeah, and
we don't anticipate, we don't hype, we don't do any of the negative connotations that have come out from stuff like this.
And they're not scared about talking about other consoles. They spoke so much about Nintendo stuff. And then you have people like just bring up Xbox and stuff like that in on the panels. And it was great.
There's a reason why their big game announcement, they spent a lot of time talking about the cross-platform play between that and the PC.
Yeah.
Because
especially interesting, if you remember how like Xbox Live and Games for Windows Live was supposed to be like this one, just basically one and the same environment where you could like play with each other.
That never really happened.
But
Shadowrun, that was about it.
Portal 2?
That was PlayStation.
Oh,
yeah.
Actually, yeah, that did happen.
Yeah, I think so the only thing that came out of it is that when I started using my Windows Live account on the Xbox, like, oh, here are my GTA 4 achievements. Yay, I guess.
Tommy, yeah, I mean, that.
But like you said, Aaron, it's so cool to be at a PlayStation conference and have the big exclusive, one of the biggest announcements of the year, and the Sony rep is there, like, you'll be able to play this on PC and PS4. And you're like, wait, why did you even mention that? No one else would.
I mean, all I know about executives, I learned from RoboCop, right? So he's probably doing a lot of cocaine at the time.
Probably. But no, it was a great experience. And the fact that it followed up the Game Awards, which was...
The Game Awards was everything that we usually like to describe these sort of things.
Okay.
Yeah, to be fair, though, it was an improvement.
The Game Awards, they gave best online experience Destiny.
Oh.
A game that doesn't have any online features.
Destiny.
The problem is that I don't care because that thing was not about awards.
They gave out awards in like offhand sentences without celebration behind the stage while between showing games.
They shouldn't call it the press conference.
The Developer of the Year, and I didn't know that until someone told me because they never really stated that well. Because basically what happened was Reggie was behind the stage with Jeff Kaley, and he said, Nintendo got a lot of things coming up, like you're Developer of the Year. And that was the entire award ceremony.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, and I was like, and I just thought that I just thought he was talking about nominations.
Yeah.
And then someone said, Nintendo won the... I mean, they did? They did.
The second-hand vibe I get from it is it should have been called video game advertisement.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, I did like one award a lot. I think it was we got a very good award in Best King's Quest Trailer. even jokes aside, the King's Quest trailer was amazing. But before that, they had they had an actual award for achievement in the industry or something like that, and they celebrated Ken and Roberta Williams for starting Sierra.
Oh,
and seeing Roberta Williams on stage after they showed us a short documentary about it, and then they had Ken and Roberta on stage and they talked, and it was just like absolutely wonderful. And you know, if the Game Awards was more like that and actually celebrating the history of video games, which PlayStation Experience did, then the Game Awards could be something really good and really special. And you know what? Compared to the last few years, they are moving it in the right direction.
You know what?
You have to also take into the consideration the fact that the people that are part of the industry, they are also changing, because I think, because I remember like a few years ago, the biggest bone of contention against like this, when its Spike was still like involved with it,
yeah,
is that it's like they tried like to ham-fist making this like mainstream recognizable. And the problem is, and people kept comparing it to Oscars and demanding, like, when do we get our Oscars and stuff? But the problem is, like, people involved in films, like, people that you see in there, like, actors and directors and stuff, their profession makes them charismatic.
Yeah, whereas, and it makes them well-known.
Whereas making video games... I mean, okay, it is changing. Like, we get more and more interesting personalities, but it's still like I don't want to put everyone in one bag. But
what you're saying is that when no one on the street will know the producers of a game and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and voice actors. And stuff.
I mean, they wouldn't even think of those people. Like, even if. If they knew somehow that, this is a famous video game person.
But that's,
they,
but, that's you know, that,
not the
that's,
mode of thinking that you have. When
it is, and I agree. But at the same time, that's another thing that the PlayStation Experience did. Like, they would just like, here's this developer, here's this producer. Yeah, they're not super charismatic. They don't really know how to talk in front of people. But here they are. Get to know them.
Because
the another thing is that Spike VGAs was just pandering.
Awful pandering.
Well, that was made to like sell ad space, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
It was. And but to be fair, there was no like awkward. Let's have a cameo of it. Let's have a celebrity host for the entire show like they had before. Mm, I mean, they had celebrities there. They had to keep. Oh my god! I'm sorry. They can't go. Here it is, the voice of Snake, and then have Kiefer Sutherland come out. That hurt.
Boo. So, I don't even like Metal Gear Solid, but boo.
Yeah, as in. That sounds like I could imagine him giggling before they said it.
I'm specifically
no disrespect to Kiefer Sutherland, but did he bankroll the reuniting the voice cast?
For I don't Twin think so. Snakes,
or did he not?
Exactly.
Did he pretty much embody the role?
To be fair, Kiefer Sutherland, I mean, it's not his fault. Kiefer Sutherland on stage, however, he seemed genuinely passionate and interested in video games, unlike every other celebrity out there.
Recording out to work with Hideo Kojima, so it's all been a case of getting to learn about this crazy Japanese guy that is obsessed with your films.
Yeah. But then you could also see, you had the guy from... You had Tim Schafer on stage. And just compare Tim Schafer on stage at the Game Awards versus Tim Schafer at PlayStation Experience, and it's night and day. Like, you can just see how the entire presentation is so different, and it makes for a much better show the second time around. I mean, I love Tim Schafer and everything. I want him to be at every award show, or just show in general. But,
yeah,
like,
I just
seeing
want him,
him
to be
at the experience
like
was much
everyone.
Better.
Like, yeah,
Tim Schafer's always fun.
I want everyone to have Tim Schafer for like 1 minute a day, just to
his appearance for this experience was so good because he comes on and he's like, "Oh hi, I'm Tim Schafer," and Adam Boyce is like, "Hey, I'm a backer," and Tim's like, "Oh, thanks. Like, yeah, I think I'm going to withdraw my money though. Oh, why? Oh, well, the Broken Age is on PlayStation. Oh, I guess Broken Age is on PlayStation."
That's why I love the reveal. One of my favorite reveals from any sort of press conference is the Grim Fandango reveal, where they have the little girl writing saying, "Please, dear Sony, can you please help me? I want to play one of the most celebrated games of the last few generations, but the only way I can play it is by pirating it. Please, can you help me?" First of all, I've got a picture of her arms, and they are a bit hairy.
What?
And it seems like this is
we'll
on...
Look up
E3. Can I zoom out a bit?
It's Tim Schafer. Yeah.
So fucking good. But it was so funny.
Yeah.
And I like that. It was just fun. And video games
it
should be
fun. It was entertaining without being forced.
Yeah. I mean, a video game doesn't have to be fun in the fun sense. It doesn't have to be. But thinking about video games should be fun. Yes. And that's what PlayStation Experience understood. And I really like that.
Which is why for all the weird things that keep happening to me in games, usually involving dying, I still keep playing that stuff because it's good. It's fun.
Yeah. It takes a lot for me to watch an Uncharted gameplay footage and go, okay, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Oh no, but you're always taken in easily by trailers, by the look of things.
I don't know if I am.
The problem is that
you didn't watch it and you decided that you didn't.
No. Like but you too, right? On at E3, you loved every game you saw.
No, we didn't.
Well, okay, it sounded like it. You were going bananas. No.
Well, the games that were exciting seemed exciting. But keep your hype in check is important.
You were going...
Keep your hype while the hype is still burning. Go ahead.
You were hyped about Destiny.
Yes, and Destiny looked fucking great. And when I played the beta, I liked Destiny. And Destiny was fun until you couldn't do anything anymore in it. And that's why I'll get Destiny when it's like 75% off. Because then I will get what I want.
It's about 10 hours. No, 5, 10 hours.
I'm going to do the Batman Arkham Origins sort of thing. Well, I'm going to wait for it to be about £5 on Steam.
The
Game of the Year edition.
Yeah. Adam, motherfucking Owen, how do you live with yourself?
One day at a time.
No, I want specific details about your day. What do you do? Okay, Adam. First off, you okay. Wake up. You wake up. You
wake up. No, Adam, I go through today.
Adam, I'm running your life. You wake up one day, right? And you, as usual, you know,
bring your microphone closer to your mouth.
Okay. What? Is it bad?
Yeah. No. Just do the announcer thing.
What? What announcer?
Oh my God! You're an idiot. Carry on. I'm Adam
Owen. Okay, no, Adam Owen. You wake up one morning, right? And you open your little eyes and you look out with wonder and magic in your heart. And you look out at the world and say, "Oh, I'm little Adam Owen. I'm gonna go sailing." And then you go sailing, right? You go sailing. Oh fuck! What do you see, Adam? Oh dear God, Adam. Adam, are you scared? Are you scared? Shit is happening, Adam. But he's just no, Adam. Adam, I need you to react to this now.
Wait. Okay. Is this a choose your own adventure? And will the listeners get the answer next week?
No, it's pretty.
Or maybe
pretty much
they
it.
Should vote for no, what I, should Adam do?
No, no, think Adam does right. He sees this giant. Okay, it is large. It is the biggest kebab he has ever seen, right? And he is hungry. Adam,
I'm so hungry that I will eat something that I don't usually like too much.
Adam, it is fucking delicious. You're fatter by the second you're eating it, right? But it is tasty. You eat a kebab, right? And then you realize something, Adam. You hate dogs.
Well, I've already got a problem with this because I don't hate dogs.
Yeah, but now you do. The kebab has turned you evil. You are now evil, Adam Owen.
What do you do?
That teach me for eating the thing that I probably shouldn't have trusted.
Adam, there's only hate in your heart now.
Adam Owen is called A-D-M-O. Fuck, I almost got the pun. Right.
I bet someone on Twitter called Owen Adams. So
oh, that's great.
Okay, no,
yeah, that works.
Actually, I'm just gonna think about what evil Adam Owen would do. Oh God, Adam.
Oh, he would not talk about.
I think we've learned about Matty's superpowers. He turns women lesbian and men evil.
Yeah. And I make a great kebab. Adam
That's
Owen,
not the same thing.
Well, but the conduit seems to be involving animals in one shape or another. So.
I mean, they are going to go in them.
Yeah.
So Grim Fandango has developer commentary.
Oh,
and
wow.
They got the entire development team back, basically, to do it.
Oh.
So, like, whenever you like, you can approach items or areas in the game, you can just press L1 on the Vita or the PS3 or whatever button it is on the PC version.
Games in the orange box had something similar.
Yeah, and basically you would have Tim or someone else go, "Hey, when we did this, we thought of this and stuff like that."
That was one of the things I enjoyed about Monkey Island 2 special.
Yeah,
yes.
As in Tim Schafer, Dave Grossman, and Ron Gilbert just had a little chat, talk about how they evolved the sound engines and Scum engine, and just talking about all the different artwork in the background and whatever.
I would love to make a game in a Scum engine again.
Wait, what do you mean again?
Oh, I tried making a game in the Scum engine once. I never got far with it. I just forgot that no one knew about it, so I just, fucked that sentence up. Scum... Man, LucasArts.
I think like Adventure Game Studio is more.
Yeah, Adventure Game Studio has a really good emulation of or recreation of Scum, or Sierra if you prefer that, which to an extent I do.
I've played with it for a bit.
I need to relearn Adventure Game Studio at some point.
Oh, you scumbag! Trollololol.
Oh.
Oh, Adam Owen, kiss me.
I'm really feeling this.
Oh, this is so passionate.
Oh.
Is that a finger?
Mysterious girl, I want to get close to you.
I will do that if we ever meet. I will demand that we just sort of, like, hug, but, like, stare at each other face to face, and then I will sing that.
Can we press our faces incredibly close to each other?
Yes.
Just the foreheads.
No, we're kind of smushing our faces together and just, Adam, I feel so close to you. And then we start singing.
And then Adam whispers, "Because we are, you idiot."
No, I think he would say something in his cool hip-hop lingo because he's an urban young man. Adam, say something cool at me. What do the young people say these days?
I know exactly what the young people say these days.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a segue. Get ready.
Adam, you can do it. I believe in you.
Yeah. How is he going to use this as a transition into a topic?
Do it, Adam. Evil Adam.
I think it's time to go on break.
He said a thing.
Oh, I'm crying now.
Break time.
Break.
Yeah.
So am I starting then? Do I have
to? Yes.
Sing.
Okay. Welcome back to the show. There you go. That's all you're fucking getting out of me.
I sang much more when I introduced the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not living up to standards.
You're a failure in the eyes of...
I have a fucking headache.
Sam is here. Yay.
Sam.
He is mildly drunk.
Good. It's really good Sam's here.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Adam. Adam, do you have a little special friend that comes out to play sometimes?
Adam.
Is he also grafted to your body?
Don't worry. I've just put him in his Pokeball.
Adam,
do you have a kazoo stuck in your throat?
It has felt like that for a while.
Adam,
I have been sick all week.
Have you fucked Satan?
Adam, have you fucked anyone with horns recently?
Is that why you love going to the zoo so much?
Because the goats are looking really worried. Adam, please stop doing things with the animals. Except pet.
Adam? Yes?
Adam, seriously, right? I post furry pictures on Blackjack and Hookers. They're not meant to be taken in a literal sense. They are meant to be representations of real people or imaginary people, not actual animals. You're not meant to actually fuck goats.
Yeah. Actually, you haven't posted any goat furries.
That reminds me. We were meant to talk about Swedish holiday traditions.
I think
earlier.
We're going to have to take that for another.
Unless fucking a goat is a Swedish.
Well, that's the thing. The Christmas goat.
Can we save that for next time, though? Because I think I know what you mean.
Let's make the Christmas goat the holiday special.
We are doing that.
Yeah.
Tommy. No, Adam. You want to talk about something that's totally shit.
Yes, I do. Because the thing is, my brother got a Wii U. And I've been playing a lot of it.
I'm so angry.
Okay, I'm not as sober as I thought. I just unplugged my microphone by flicking the wire. That was dumb. Yes.
I've actually played a Wii U properly.
Oh, yeah, you've played the Wii U, the console.
It's a console.
It is. I don't really know much to say about that.
But it's just sort of been fun because I could finally play Smash Brothers properly.
Did you have a GameCube adapter? Because that is the proper way of playing.
No, it fucking isn't.
No,
Classic Controller Pro all the way.
All right, yeah.
My brother got it earlier this week, so when I haven't been at work, I've been sort of doing everything I can with it. And yeah, I like that gamepad. I really like the Wii gamepad, as in the thing with a big old TV in it. It feels really comfortable. Didn't really expect that. It doesn't feel too bad weight wise. Yeah, it's got a giant TV in there, but yeah, it's good for playing Smash on, I think.
Okay, fair enough. I've never been big on the Wii U gamepad in terms of I don't know, it's never fit my hands quite right, but then no Nintendo console released in the last sort of fucking 8 years has fit my hands.
Do you have big, meaty man hands?
No, I don't. I have kind of medium hands, so I don't fit into either category, and it really fucks me over in terms of game consoles. So the only one that I can hold comfortably, like portable-wise, is the Vita. Like, even the PSP nowadays is slightly too small for my hands. And the 3DS XL is not the right size either.
The
2DS is the wrong way up, so no.
It's horrible. It's all horrible.
The gamepad is at least big and chunky. And the buttons are good. The D-pad's not great, but everything else is pretty nice. Adam, you've had prolonged play with it as opposed to me. I've really only played it a few times.
I mean, my favourite part about it is because the only two games that my brother got in it are Smash Brothers and New Super Mario Brothers U.
Okay, so you got one good game there then.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about with New Super Mario Brothers at all.
It's the same game with no improvements.
Yep.
They haven't.
I'm not going to waste anyone's time on it because Smash Brothers on the Wii U is absolutely fantastic. It's because cool. I've been playing a lot of it already, as you've heard, on the 3DS, and it's one of my favorite games on the 3DS. But you can see how that game is designed for a console for multiplayer, and just on that level, it's almost insane just how much fun it can get. Because I've been playing several matches with my brother on and off. I like using the gamepad because it means that I don't have to... Because his room's really awkward to fit everyone around, so I can just stare at the screen instead of having to find an awkward angle to watch TV. And, yep, I've managed to get reacquainted with several other characters that I usually... Because although it had been a bit of a time before I last played Smash Brothers on the 3DS, it's been fun getting back into Shulk.
Yes. Everyone needs to get into Shulk.
I've been getting properly into Shulk. It's been an experience.
So have you really been pulled in quite deep into Shulk?
Yes.
Did you really feel it?
I mean, yeah.
Felt it? Oh.
Cool, mate.
Yeah. Seriously, fucking seriously, Shulk needs to not have his regular outfit. It needs to just be the swimwear outfit. Like, this is the thing.
When I get my amiibo of Shulk, because you can choose what costume you have. I'll talk about amiibos in a bit, when it comes, I'm...
Swimsuit.
Yeah. Swimsuit.
Because I'll not be fair, I like the regular design. I actually really like his outfit. It's very Kingdom Hearts. But here's the thing. The swimsuit is very things I've read on EX Hentai. I prefer to Kingdom Hearts. So I'm going to go with that one every time.
Shulk is a very dishy dreamboat. As in, he is a very, very... Oh, he is gorgeous.
Because, you know, people made the point about, like, Zero Suit Samus. It's like, well, no, the real problem is that Zero Suit Samus isn't so much the outfit, it's the fact that she contorts to Rob Liefeld level of angles.
Yeah, and that they've completely ruined her physique in order to make her more petite and sexy.
See, I kind of think, like, okay, at least in my mind, you've made it up a little bit with Shulk. Shulk is, as Adam described him, a dishy dreamboat. They were playing Smash on the projector. There's a big 1080p projector in the lab while I was working. So, you know, I was doing work, and then fucking they were playing Shulk. And every single time they picked him, I said, swimsuit, put it on the swimsuit. Do not. No, seriously. Don't fucking get. No, I don't care if you think his regular outfit's cooler. Fucking swimsuit. His outfit.
No, I don't care if someone else has already chosen Shulk and is also chosen a swimsuit. You're choosing that as well.
You're choosing that, and you're having a slightly different color strip of fabric.
Okay, I don't.
There's 8 people playing. We're all picking Shulk. We're all picking swimsuit, and we're all feeling it. What a bunch of jokers!
Stop pushing the gay agenda on us. Stop pushing.
No, I'm going to never stop pushing the fucking.
Yeah,
gay.
Push the gay agenda.
This is the twink agenda.
Hey, I've seen you like things I've posted on Blackjack.
Here's what I can say about the Shulk agenda right now.
So gay.
This is the Monado's power.
Yeah.
Also, Sam,
have you just played Xenoblade, by the way?
No,
I haven't. I seriously haven't. I want
you can, because you can play as the swimsuit. Everyone can have a swimsuit in Xenoblade.
Yes, I have heard that. I've seen it, and he doesn't have nipples in Xenoblade.
What?
Yeah, well, the textures in Xenoblade are very low resolution.
Nintendo, I assume that may be a kind of...
Maybe.
Nintendo have done that before. They've removed it without nips. Characters before.
But yeah,
That's happened. He has them in Smash Brothers, and that's all that matters.
I like how when we got Sam drunk here, I immediately thought, let's get him talking about Shulk.
Well... I was going to talk about him anyway.
You just want to gay things up.
It's all just stay.
And in fairness, like, seriously, at this stage, with the exception of my jaw being really cold from the walk home, I pretty much sobered up with a cup of tea. So I'm just talking very passionately about Shulk because I believe that Shulk is our future.
I'd also like to use this time to talk about one of my favorite parts today in Smash Brothers, and that's the because in Smash Brothers Brawl, there were these Snake Codex scenes that you can access in training mode, where Snake, yeah, as if you do the down taunt in practice mode and you're playing as Snake on the Metal Gear level, you can have him and the Colonel having a conversation about all the different characters.
I didn't fucking know that.
Oh my god, you need to try it. It's
That's
David Hayter
really fucking good
talking
idea.
About, oh, what's this little kid? His name is Ness Snake. He uses PSI, that's telekinesis and psychokinetic powers. He sounds a bit like Psycho Mantis. He's not going to try and invade my mind, is he? I don't think so, Snake. He's a good kid. It's just,
I do feel sad that Snake's not in the new one, because I mainly used him.
Yeah, but
in Smash Brothers Wii U, they've replaced it with conversations between Pit and Palutena,
as well as another character from Kid Icarus.
That's pretty cool.
The goddess of nature, and for an instant, Crom.
Crom?
From Fire Emblem. And they keep making fun of him and how he's not in the game.
Aww.
All he
I love it.
Palutena says, all you would be is another copy of Ike, but not as good.
Aww.
So what's the point? And then he gets
would be more funny if Lucina wasn't a Morph clone. Why is Lucina just a Morph clone?
But I say these scenes are great because one of the first things that happens is that Pit says, who's this character? His name's Shulk. He wields a Monado. Looks like a bunch of jokers. And then you just got Palutena's like, stop it, Pip. And that's pretty much every single scene, because Kid Icarus Uprising, I hated that game because I can't control it, but it's one of the funniest things Nintendo have ever done. The writing in it is some of the best Nintendo have ever greenlit, and I will be sad if there is never a Kid Icarus anime.
There never will be, so to be sad.
You didn't think they could, you know, upstage your princesses in another castle, but they did themselves.
There's a bit where Palutena says, will you please stop using that joke? It's boring.
I agree. I hate that joke in games.
And
but she is in another castle.
Yeah. And that's the best thing about these scenes, because it's properly funny. It's actually really good. And it kind of makes me sad to not like Kid Icarus Uprising, because watching the Smash Brothers scenes and watching all of these characters interact is some of the best writing I think I've ever seen from Nintendo.
Ho-hum, ho-hum.
But yeah, Smash Brothers outside of that is also still pretty good. I haven't tried any of the proper single-player modes because, well, they're all just sort of variations on people hitting each other.
There aren't really any single-player modes, which is good. I mean, if they're a kid, but maybe that's co-op now. But I really like the Smashboard thing, which is a board game.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
I'm going to wait until we get more people in now to get the most out of that. But the other thing I've been trying is the Amiibos, the little Nintendo figurines. And I got one today, and it's Samus. Because they are super rare at the moment, and it's actually pretty hard, because I went to Argos to try and find some, and all they had was this and Donkey Kong. It's
kind of funny because they have basically all the ones here in Sweden at my GameStop, because no one has a Wii U, no one buys the Amiibos, and no one cares. So I was at the store yesterday, and I walked in and was like, oh, there's a bunch of Marfs. They're rare right now. I could buy them. I'm not going to.
I just don't care.
See, I'm now kind of sad because I want Marv.
I like going into GameStop just for the novelty of it.
But the thing about them is that I got Samus instead of, it was either that or Fox, and I figured Samus just looks better. I'm looking at her right now. She's got that cool walking forward pose going for her instead of being in midair, meaning there's a weird yellow stand in the middle of a figure.
It's sexist.
Okay. But yeah, playing with Amiibos is fun because you can train it and you can give it skills, you can have it fight.
Is it a Pokemon or not?
Can you teach it accountancy?
Can I don't think there's an accountancy skill in
Can you teach it to feel love?
I can try.
Does it know what love is?
Because I wanted to show me.
Come on, Adam.
I did decide that while I was using it, I was going to write a remake of Her, but with my amiibo.
I don't think
Her is a great film.
I haven't seen it. I hear
imagine
it.
It would be the best film because it would star Scarlett Johansson as Samus Aran, which should have happened anyway.
All I know about that is that there are mustaches everywhere. I'm scared.
I'm scared of mustaches. I would have the Joaquin Phoenix role, and I would have a weird mustache as well.
You know, I like the aesthetic of that film because it's a futuristic look that hasn't been used really before and doesn't look like the standard. This is what we think the future would look, which makes it more realistic.
It's sort of light.
It's a future that looks like I don't think it would ever look like this, and because of that, it sort of actually feels real.
I think it's because they filmed it all in. Was it Shanghai they filmed it in?
I don't remember, maybe.
Shanghai does look sort of futuristic.
It does have this very realistic, no one could make this up, this is just a natural evolution feel, and that's really cool. I love Her.
Children of Men has a very good future, says I.
Oh man, I love this movie.
That's. Yeah.
If you don't love Children of Men, I'm going to punch you right in the tit.
But yeah, the Wii U is fun. The Wii U was cool. Smash Brothers is really cool. I'm looking forward to the other games coming out on it soon, such as Yoshi's Woolly World, Splatoon. I'm sure there are others, but I can't remember.
No, probably not. No games coming out.
Nothing.
Come on, Adam. Come on, Adam. Who are
like,
you fooling?
Haven't you heard? PS3, Wii U has no games.
Troll-lol-lol-lol.
Lolos.
Adam, I'm going to troll your lols all day long.
And speaking of, I can't wait to... Because I was originally going to buy my own Wii U in time for Zelda, like the next Zelda game. And watching that trailer at the Video Game Awards things for a minute was... Yeah, that looks good as well. I'm looking forward to stuff.
I'm sure you will find a boomerang at one point. And then you can make him do the duck walk.
When he's crouching.
Pretty cool, huh?
It will be pretty cool, Maddie.
It will be pretty cool.
I just want them. I want Nintendo to stop start referencing those games.
CDI. Oh.
It's like, don't be ashamed of Nintendo.
That's another thing about the Pit Palutena scenes in Smash Brothers. Although they don't, that I wouldn't rule that out for later games. That's the sort of sense of humor Kid Icarus has now. Where they could reference the CDI games.
It's like, please don't talk about it. It was a hard time for me. Zelda, please don't. Please don't.
Especially seeing as how Pit hates the idea of Link in general, because everyone keeps calling Pit a generic knockoff. Who just, I guess the one thing you have going for you is that you can fly. Oh, wait, no, you can't. He also hates Toon Link because it's all of what Link has, but more cute.
Well, Mr. Adam, are you proud of yourself?
Most of the time.
You're proud of what you've done today.
Adam, how does it feel to be the worst monster to have ever lived?
I could do with more.
Yeah. Should we do questions?
We should.
I'm gonna get the questions up. Gonna stop playing Factorio. It's really good. Really good. I love it.
Time sinks. Yay.
Oh, God. Jesus. I love making factory lines, apparently. Must make assembly lines.
Must feed the autism inside.
Must produce copper.
You know, that's. I can definitely understand that because, like, every time I start either Heroes of Might and Magic 3 or Settlers 2 is like, I wonder if I still like it 4 hours later. I should have probably gone to sleep 3 hours ago.
You realize that, I didn't eat today. Well, shit.
I'll do it tomorrow.
No, you won't. No, okay. Questions? Mm-hmm. Question?
Yeah.
Question?
Are you doing it?
From Sam Forster. What's the best man walks into a bar joke? I don't know any man walks into a bar joke.
There are no good ones.
Nope.
Because they involve men.
Men walks into a bar. It's awesome. Win at everything.
Wasn't
the
that
the ones
in,
I saw in
a
gym position Facebook group? And my favorite one was the one that ended with a bear.
I do like bears.
Wasn't
Let's
that a Paul Simon song with Chevy Chase in the music video?
Sorry, what?
No, sorry, that was Man Walks Down the Street. See, there are no good ones.
Okay, so man walks into a bar, suddenly falls through the floor and keeps on falling. Doesn't know what's going on. Doesn't get his money back. Ubisoft.
I was just saying, is he playing Unity?
There's a joke.
Good one.
That was a good one.
I'm just gonna say trollololol.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a nice change of pace.
Okay. Oh. We have the ladies here. Ladies asking questions.
Shit.
Irish Redmond asks, when will you admit that the entire podcast is just Vid's imagination and none of us are shattered or even real?
Never.
I don't even think that refers to just a podcast. That's the entire set of fan groups.
Yeah, it's... I've been secretly making them, and this is just my subconscious, like sort of making fun of the part of my brain that
basically did it in Silent Hill, and this is the town just creating all these podcasts and groups.
We'll be honest. Was looking forward to the titted nurses.
Yeah,
where's that part?
Not getting any.
Alternatively, if you're from the Microsoft persuasion, Vid is Alan Wake.
No, the thing is, Vid, you don't get the nurses, you get Tommy instead.
Oh, well, I do have tits, so...
In the same uniform.
Your nipples are hairy. I can see through the latex.
They actually are.
Your legs are... No,
whoa,
God,
son.
Tommy, please don't.
Whoa. If this was...
Oh, God. Okay, next question.
Bad touch. Go away.
I need an adult. Okay, give me...
I am an adult.
Verglas asks, why does it feel better to poop at home with the door open?
That's the question that contains the answer.
I mean, you're so free. You can just sit there and poop all day. I mean, when I poop, right, I often put on a podcast or something. I just have people talking in the background. So I'm pooping, right? All while Northern Lion is talking about the Binding of Isaac run.
I almost make a point of having the door open.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I have lived here for like 5 years now. I have only locked the door maybe 4 times.
Yeah, I mean, of course I don't do that when...
Of course you don't lock the door.
Yeah, well, sometimes people are actually here when I have to do toilet.
Anyway.
Is it based on the understanding that anyone could walk in on you, so there's a sense of risk reward to keeping the door open.
You feel a bit like a exhibitionist, right? At any moment that a duck could just waddle in and just ask, "What the dealio? You pooping, bro?"
And then you're like, "Fuck yeah, I'm pooping."
And he starts pooping as well. Going. Oh.
And then you grab the toilet roll.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And then you put it up.
Yeah.
And then you rub it, and you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Adam.
Ooh.
A little more.
What I don't like about pooping with the door open, even when I was like home alone for like a month straight, I would close the door.
Why?
I don't like the smell getting out of the bathroom.
What? Just poo, bro.
Get some Febreze in your life.
Yeah.
When you hear a voice saying, "Put the lotion in the fucking basket," that kind of breaks the mood.
I mean, when you're pooping down the hole that you keep the women in, right?
Yeah.
You have no shame, but you care about the smell of it?
Yeah. Jeez. The pit gets smelly. They've been down there forever.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Okay. No, next question. Hawk Kirshner, would you rather eat chocolate flavored poop or poop flavored chocolate?
We already answered this months ago.
Did we?
Yeah, I have a good memory.
Chocolate flavored poop, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stand by that.
Yeah, it's not even a fun hypothetical.
I mean, I don't want the diseases that's in poo. Okay, Tommy, this one is for you.
Oh no.
Ezequiel Gallo, the lazy Spaniard, asks, what's a good latex wearable for men? Tommy, if you were putting together a latex outfit, what would you have? Like a mask?
Nothing. All natural, pants? Baby.
I think you need a little vest at least. Tommy, I want you
to... A little latex vest.
Tommy, I want you to have...
Like, you know, like you have those bicycle gloves without the tips of the fingers? So, yes, yeah. That.
Okay, Tommy, you're having sex with this woman, right? And you put on your vest. The hot one. You just put on your vest before you start and you say, it's just got real. Because you got your vest on and then she will know that this is proper shit now.
Yeah, that's international signal for shit getting real.
I own a leather vest. That's why.
What?
God damn.
What so this is again Matty expecting everyone to adhere to his standards.
My father gave it to me.
Your standards?
No, the leather vest.
Good God.
Mm-hmm.
What is the point of a leather vest?
Yeah, was he a very popular attendee at the local discotheque?
No.
But he did go to the gay clubs.
No, I just think he is an old man that used to wear a leather. I have never seen him wear it, so he probably never did. I don't know. Okay, last question from Jew Solomon. What is the best sexual position for a cool Christmas? The jackhammer.
Ding dong merrily on high.
Sam, tell me, how do you best bum a boy?
Use the move I like to call the zing-zang bingo.
I don't know what the catchphrase is. Quadrillion.
Here's what you do, right? You get your dick and you push it in.
Whoa. Yeah, you need a dick?
I think that's a bit too vague.
Generally advised.
That dick could be going anywhere.
What if you don't have a dick? How do you bomb a boy?
Strap on. Or some other apparatus. Look, cool. Why are you asking me?
Sam, I am not an expert. Sam, you are a cat lover, hypothetically.
Really? You don't work the walls?
Sam, you are
not spent over 2,000 hours doing it, and therefore I cannot be classified as an expert.
You are an expert at sodomy, right? But Sam.
Oh, yeah, so if Raptor doesn't call you an expert on fucking, you're not one.
No, Sam, I need to ask you this.
Okay.
Sam, you are a cat lover. You like kitty cats. Is this correct?
I like cats, yes.
You like kitty cats. But I also want you to know, do you love wanking?
It's all right, yeah.
So then I, of course, have to wonder, when you're wanking and the cat like sees you, what if he just jumps up and starts batting at it like a cat will do if you're fiddling with something?
That has happened.
Not really.
No, not really. No, generally what I try and do is avoid the animals when doing anything that could be considered bestiality if they were involved.
What, are you going to glide into a three-way?
I don't think it counts as a three-way between me, myself, and my hand. And my cat. That would be a four-way, but...
Okay. Sam, you're bumming a boy, right? And he owns this giant-ass dog. And it just comes up and sniffs you in the bum. What do?
I push it away because it's a dog.
I was in a similar situation. I said, the dog is sniffing my bum, and she got away rid of it.
There we go, then.
It's upsetting to me. The dog sniffing my bum.
Well, deal with it.
Well, I dealt with you.
Oh, okay.
You were the dog.
Do you have another question?
Sam, how many?
After the questions are done, I have a. I have a story about an exorbitant amount of meat.
I want to hear it, and we are out of... Yeah, we are.
Out of questions?
Yeah.
Also,
okay.
Also almost out of time, so you should...
Do it, Sam.
Okay, right. We're doing Christmas dinner tomorrow.
Whoa.
Tomorrow's the 12th. Whoa. This is the last day that everyone's going to be in the house, with the exception of one guy who had to go away training. Loser. Fuck you, Sam. That's not me. The other Sam in the house. We're going to have Christmas dinner tomorrow. And we had a £55 Marks & Spencer voucher, so I thought I'd get the Christmas stuff there. I was about to buy turkey and ham when I was told by one of the other people who were coming, don't worry, my dad's a butcher. I can get ham, and I can get anything else you want as well. The only thing I can't get is turkey, because it's Christmas food, and it's Christmas time, and you know it's being bought, so fine. Okay, I buy the turkey, and I notice pigs and blankets on there, and I thought, we've got plenty of the voucher left, so I'll buy two packs of those. That's 64 pigs and blankets. But if I throw another £3 in, I can get another 32. So we've got 96 pigs and blankets.
Yeah.
And a turkey intended for 10 to 12 people.
Yeah.
Then the son of the butcher turns up last night. Lovely guy. Comes over. I brought the other meat over.
Okay.
1.75 kilos of ham. 1.5 kilos of beef. What can only be described as a slab of bacon.
Nice.
And a load of cocktail sausages.
Bro, meaning, I don't see theory, your problem here.
I have to cook all this. Yeah. Me. I'm the one who has to cook all this.
That's because you're a poof.
No, it's because I'm the only one who's a competent cook. Out of
that's why.
Out of the other house who are joining in with Christmas dinner.
Okay,
with us,
this is... Life has presented you with a golden opportunity for...
To eat
making
a lot of
something,
meat.
No. For making something like a video of it. Okay. I hate to reference podcasts nobody but us two listens to, but
okay.
Do you remember the 120 chicken nuggets in the old Podtoid?
I do indeed.
Yeah, that.
I have enough cocktail sausages to make the additional number required to make 120 pigs and blankets.
Do it, you loser.
These sausages, I don't think quite comprehended. These sausages are like 70% meat.
Sam, if you
these are really nice sausages.
Sam, if you fly me over, I will eat that shit.
No.
Fly me over, I will eat it. I will eat it in front of you and mock you.
Okay, I was almost going to say, yeah, sure, if you want to pay for the flight, but the mocking means you're not coming.
I'm going to spit it back at you and say, do it better next time.
Mate, if you mock me, you're banned from Christmas.
You know what? I'm just going to be friends with Chaz instead.
Well, yeah, you two can talk about fucking Dota.
Yeah.
We can be away. We've decided, by the way, that I can't remember why the reason was. He's not going to partake in Christmas. We've decided that he's not allowed to.
Good
so
man.
We're going to eat Christmas in Sam's room, although he's locked it. This was before he went away for training for work. Everyone was going to have, like, eat Christmas dinner on cardboard in his room.
Nice.
While Craig was going to be downstairs with a bowl of mashed yams.
God, I hate him.
With enough gravy to say we gave him gravy, but not enough gravy to make it edible. Also, we're not actually going to do that.
You know what? I really hate Chung. I really do.
Chung. Chung.
Yeah.
Chung.
Chung. Okay, Chang.
Has anyone else got anything to add to this? Because everyone else has been pretty quiet.
Yeah, you know what I want to add to that? Eat some fucking meat.
I have just been interested in hearing about all this meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got too much.
I like meat. You should eat
just,
it.
Yeah, I was just curious. Where will this tale of Sam's meat take us?
The thing is,
here's where it will take you, right? I'm going to be doing nothing but cooking tomorrow.
So? Freeze some of it then.
Yeah, you know that freezers exist.
You know, they won't spoil if they're frozen.
I understand.
Do you really?
Yes, however, I would feel really, really, really bad freezing the meat, or like part of the meat that I had been given for free.
Why?
To do for Christmas dinner. Because I have a conscience, unlike you.
Well,
mate.
He gave you food, you're going to eat it later.
Yeah, I mean, do you really... think it, that it is no, you have to eat it tomorrow or we're no longer friends.
Yeah, Sam, if I if I gave you 10 apples, would you just push them all into your face right away?
No, this is the difference, because I'm probably not going to cook the sausages. I've already kind of decided. But he'll understand.
You're
but if I then, like, cut off most of the ham and keep it for myself, I'm going to look like an arsehole.
Well, share it with your homies or whatever you call it.
Yeah, but the guy who supplied the meat doesn't live here. He lives in the other house that we're sharing Christmas dinner with.
Well, invite... Oh, does he not have legs?
Oh, so there will be an exam of how much you actually prepared.
Is he under house arrest?
No.
See, all I can think of is that you take a lot of all this meat home with you.
Fuck you, I'm eating some chicken. Okay, go on.
You can take all this meat home, and then you start up a... You start off what looks like a bake sale, and when you start, and then you just reveal it's actually a meat party.
I think could you make?
Can you offer your services to the birthday party business infrastructure and offer meat parties?
No, I think he could. he could construct a Sprinkles out of meat.
Yeah, you know how clowns make animals from balloons. Make them from meat.
I have enough meat here to make a life-size model of Sprinkles.
Do it then, you jerk.
No, because I want to eat it. I don't want to condemn it to death.
Well, oh, okay, you eat Sprinkles. It's perfect.
Yeah.
All you have to do is make...
You'll be the only person in the entire world that can claim that.
Sam,
Find out if any children are having a birthday party soon. No. Offer your services as the meat man.
No, Sam, do not go up to a child and say that you are the meat man.
You need to, because what you're going to do is that you're going to dress like a butcher and you're going to go to the party.
Is he going to have a van?
Oh, yeah, and it's going to say, get your meat in here on the side of it.
Yeah, I mean, how else are you going to transport that much meat?
Here's what,
obviously
what
not in a bicycle.
Yeah.
I've decided I have this all planned out. What you do is... Like, the kids are excited because the meat man's here, and you get all your meat and say, hey, kids, look at all this meat.
I don't think that's the voice you use. That's not the voice you use. It's like, oh, hey, kids.
Well, you can't eat all the meat yet because it's not cooked. It's all raw.
Yeah.
Hey, little kid, do you want to try it raw? And then you get him to lick it. And then he's like, yeah, that's right. It's fucking disgusting, ain't it?
Yeah. Look at it. I haven't washed it
yet. I'm going to barbecue all this meat. And that's what you do. The party is, you barbecue all this meat you have, you give it to all the kids, and then ask intimidating questions about whether or not they like the meat.
And if they don't like it, you just smash the shit out of the place.
The way you phrase the questions, they won't be able to say they don't like the meat, because you will phrase it like, do you enjoy this meat I just made for you? Do you like it, don't you? You do, don't you? You do, don't you? You do, don't you? Until they say, yes, they like the meat, yes.
I think...
Well, it is really high-quality meat I have
This
here.
Is some high-quality meat here.
Like, no,
you like it, don't you? You like it, don't you? You like it, don't you, little shit?
Adam, I need to point out, 96 Marks and Spencer pigs and blankets.
Sam.
This is not just food. This is M&S food,
Sam,
Adam.
You're writing my script for me. This is all for Marks and Spencer. Spencer's all this. It's
look
some quality grade A beef. Oh, don't you like putting it in your mouths? Oh, it's all good, ain't it? As your missus.
You have to realize that we never agree with you. If you say something, we always think you're stupid.
Next, I'm going to give you a good porkin. There we go.
I'm going to give you some porkins right now, little kid.
Oh, look at your mom. I'm going to give her some too.
See, the parents will like it because they don't have to actually... It's like nobody wants like little cakes, crisps, sausage rolls. That's all shit.
Yeah,
and that's what you're saying. You're telling normally you'll be having shit. Like, you know, those little sausage rolls.
Salads! Fucking salads!
Sam, you are such
I like the little sausages, but he's a big old meaty sausage for you.
Oh, yeah.
You repeat that joke to everyone in the room. Until they get it.
No, you said.
Have you got it yet? It sounds a bit like penis, juice. Doesn't it, little kid? You want a penis like this?
And at the end, you just say, "Hey, anyone wanna be molested? Hey, you dad over there, mind if I have a pop at your kid?"
This is the joke, police.
This is
we do not condone this.
Yeah, this is the point.
Taking the correct course of action in. concerning the...
One Adam 12 shutting down the podcast. Thank you, One Adam 12.
Just before the joke police make their daring burst into the room, I'd like to... Yeah, I'd like to close the podcast out.
As you're being slammed on the hood of the cop car, please tell us what you're doing.
While I'm being driven away.
Tommy, don't be so rough.
I need to apologize for being here late. I was drinking with Electra.
Sam, you were seducing Electra.
You can tell it to the jury, son.
Sam.
Okay, I will.
Sam, well, we are done taking turns bubbing you. You can tell us all about it.
Adam,
you have the right to remain silent, but please, we can't stop you from plugging your shit.
Fair enough.
Plug it.
Twitter is at AdamOwenFTW. I guess by the time this is uploaded, I'd have written some stuff at adamlikestowatch.wordpress.com.
Yes.
So yeah, get all up in that, please. I kind of need the money.
Could you be a little bit more urban when you say that?
Faux shizzle.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The street crap like you deserves to be in the slammer, son.
So your default economy is not a good one anymore.
Anyone else want to plug stuff?
I want to plug Sam.
That joke's funny every week.
Before he gets to it, I'll plug myself.
Whoa there.
Sneaking those plugs into prison, are we?
Indeed. Inside of a cake. So, I am...
No, no, up your bum.
I'm going to apologize for not being here for most of it. I have been working on a single-player space station project number 4. It's going to be available probably by the time this is out. Might be a little bit after Christmas. I'm not sure. I need to double-check when I can release it because it was technically a uni assignment. I've got it packaged and ready to go, but I might improve a few bits. And, you know, there's stuff I might do.
You're just looking at cancelled there.
I also want to say happy birthday, Doom, because I missed that earlier. Presumably that got talked about.
Oh, we didn't, actually.
Actually, no.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday, Doom.
Yeah. It's legal to have sex with you pretty much anywhere.
And everyone go play Wolfenstein The New Order because it's the last hit game John Carmack gets to work on.
It's fucking awesome.
It's very fucking good, yes. Talking about how amazingly despicable the villains are in that game.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Delightful.
If you like horrifying villains, like... worse than Hans Lander. Go buy that.
Who?
Hans Lander from Inglourious Basterds, the main Nazi.
Aha, the Jew hunter.
Lieutenant Hans Lander of the SS. Yeah. It's amazing, yes. But better than him. That's kind of level of villainy. So, yeah. That's all I've got. Anyone else? Andrea?
Well, I don't really have much to plug, so, yeah.
Everyone go to FastDungeon.com. It's really rad.
Yes, and you'll get radiation.
It's back up again.
It's hip with the kids.
The Game of the Years from everyone will be coming out soon, right?
Last week of December.
Will any of them be Dota?
No.
Oh. Dota 2, then, please, yeah.
Every year.
Hey, here's a hint to what my Game of the Year is. It's either Puyo Puyo Tetris or Wolfenstein. Those are the only two games I played all year. Fucking decide.
Wolfenstein.
You know, I just realized...
I don't know, they're both pretty fucking good.
In the vicinity, when I get back home for Christmas, I might actually be in the vicinity of a PC that can run it.
Whoa. You need to play it, bro.
Yeah,
in fairness, it's a Carmack game, so it can run on a toaster?
Shittily, though.
I'm not going to attempt on what I have here. I mean, I would imagine you'd need at least like 512 megs of video RAM just to start it.
It's getting cheaper though, so I assume I'll get it for PS4 eventually.
Sure.
Especially in the Boxing Day sales.
FPS on a console.
Tommy, do you have anything to plug?
Hey, I'm Matty Shoestring. What is the console? Me.
Retro gamers. I love it. I'd love Bob Dylan impersonations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone has one. I've just used up mine, so fuck you, Maddie.
Oh, but I'm so cute.
I think the best part about the Bob Dylan impersonation that one of the worst people to do them as in he can't properly do him properly, is Bob Dylan. I'm sorry, but it's a bit too exaggerated, mate.
This is the joke, please. I think we can release Adam Owen. He redeemed himself. The others handle them with care.
Fine. Oh, let's. You know what? Let's.
Now that everyone's in prison for being terrible, yeah. I guess it's up to me, the only free man on Potty, to say goodbye to everyone. So, thank you all very much for listening.
Goodbye.
We hope that you will join us next time. Bye bye.
Bye. Wank. You know what? I think we are all assholes.
Well, what do I always point out that I hate?
That's me moving my table.
No, Adam, don't move the table.
Jesus. I'll move my microphone.
Jesus Christ, bro. Don't move the table. Do you know what's going to happen?
It will explode.
Yeah, if that table goes...
more than 5 miles an hour, it will explode.
And I just moved the table again, but it was muted, so you didn't know.
Adam, you're going to have to put up with... You're going to have to put up with Sandra Bullock.
Keanu Reeves will get on your table and then you'll go, oh no.
Adam, do you really want to deal with Keanu fucking Reeves?
On your table.
He's going to be there like, oh, hey, God.
Okay, so that's next Willem Dafoe movie pitch.
Keanu Reeves won't get on
my table. What the hell? And you just got Keanu Reeves just there.
Keanu Reeves.
There'll be a humorous scene where Willem Dafoe and his family are all trying to have Sunday dinner. He's got a roast pork in the oven. Yeah. He's like, I've been spending ages on this pork.
Yeah. And the best part is that the family just doesn't acknowledge that he's on that table.
That's the thing. And the only person who sees him or acknowledges him is Willem Dafoe. And he's like, you gotta believe me. Keanu Reeves is on the table.
So he's like a gremlin. He tries really hard to act.
The mother is Sandra Bullock, who says, "Stop being a fucking idiot." His kids are played by who can his kids be?
Jaden Smith,
Willow, and Jaden Smith.
Alternatively, they can be Frank Zappa's kids who are in their 40s now.
I think, you know what, I'm going to be honest.
The kids can be...
How many kids did they have?
But yeah, the film will be about a very successful lawyer who does the lawyering.
No, I think it should be...
I'm a very successful lawyer.
No, I do
the lawyering.
It should be... a specialist on synergy. It needs to be something so insanely boring.
It'll be a very long film because it will just every now and then we'll see when they're eating Sunday dinner and Keanu Reeves pushes Sandra Bullock's plate just off the table, and there'll be it'll be hilarious because then she'll go, "Why did you do that, my husband?" And he's like, "It wasn't me. It was the Keanu Reeves on the table."